Agud Moyed, Kumlen Lavlak Gemara. The second day of Chol Hamoed. Tanur Rabbanan, that Mem Zayin Rebbe is the very bottom of the page. Tanur Rabbanan, we learned, what happens if Shochat Shnei Kvasim, this is Shavuos, you shechted two sheep, Al arba chalas, but instead of doing two chalas, he made four chalas. What do you do now? Because two chalas are superfluous. Moishech shtayim mehen. So two of them you pull away. Umanifun, and you wave them. That's going to be together with the sheep. So that's going to be the proper carbon. And vahashar, and the rest necholus bepidyon. The other two, which did not become holy. So what do you do is you redeem it, and you eat it as normal. Amru rabban. I remember we had an argument when the bread becomes holy. At the time of the shechita or the time of the zrikah. If you hold it became holy the time of shechita, then it became kedushas haguf. It became holy, and therefore you can't really be paid to redeem it. But if it becomes holy only after the zrikah, the sprinkling it now, then now at this stage it's only kedushas damim, only the value, which means it could be. So it says Gemara, Baru Rabbana Kamei Rav Chizda. They said before Rav Chizda, and they said Hod Deloy Kerebi Lechay does not works out according to Rebbe, but rather according to Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon. Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon says that it's not the shechita that makes it holy, but the sprinkling of the blood. Therefore, it's not holy yet. It's only kedushas damim. That's why you can redeem it. That's why you can take whichever two you want, and then spray the blood, and you're mekadosh it, and the other ones you just redeem it. Why? Because Iker Rebbe, if it follows Rebbe, Kivon Dama Shechita Mekatcha Rebbe Hold a Sudi Shechita, it became holy, so it became kedushas haguf. So true that two of them never became holy because you only need two chalas out of four. But the problem is we don't know which two. Heicha, the part of the Heicha, which two? Two of them became totally holy and two of them did not. But you don't know which two. According to Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon, none of them became holy. Kedushas Haguf, because he didn't do the Zriki yet. But according to Rebbe, so he did the Shechita, two of them became Kedushas Haguf, which cannot be redeemed. You're taking two chalas and keeping it. How do you know which two chalas are the ones to be redeemed?
Like a greater situation?
Yeah, but how do you know?
Holy, and the two that you took is Megalel and Mefred.
Yeah, but
these are the two holy ones.
Very good. So maybe it comes into the argument if there's Yesh Breda, Ein Breda, and there's some people holding Ein Breda. So what do they do with that? But good question, yeah? So the Gemara, and the question goes further. The particle hecha, how are you going to redeem them? Remember, the two of them, they never became kaddish at all. How are you going to redeem? The two that became kaddish cannot be redeemed. And the two that did not become kaddish, how are you going to redeem them? So what you do is you bring money and you say, you know, wherever it is, it should be transferred to the money. And the problem is, where are these two loaves of bread going to be sitting while you do that? You have to redeem them because since you set it aside to be bread, so therefore it became a kedushas damim. So you're not allowed to eat it, and the zrika will not be matter two loaves of bread. If you need the zrika, will not be matter two loaves of bread because it never became kodesh kedusha guf. So the question: how are you going to redeem these two loaves of bread? Why? Where the two loaves are going to sit? Eat the particle of roi. If you take them outside, then you say these two loaves of bread. You use yesh bread or that. But kiven lichsiv it says lifnei Hashem. It says by two loaves of bread that you should wave them lifnei Hashem. That what is that ayah? That what that the bread? All four loaves of bread had to be sitting inside the Beis Hamikdash. So if the moment you took it out, it became puzzle because you don't know which ones to take out. You take out all four. That means two of them became kodesh. You took out and says lifnei Hashem. You can't just take out two loaves. You got to take out all four, and then you say okay, bread and all that. So you took out two, which became kodesh. And eat gavoy. If you leave all four inside, the moment you redeem it, two of them become chulin. If they become chulin, how you allowed to have chulin lazara? Hamayil chulin lazara. And if you leave two all of them inside, and then you redeem two, and the kohen is going to eat it. The kohen will eat all four, two as a carbon, two as redeemed. You're eating chulin. Says the Gemara, that's not a problem. Lo elim kerebi. Maybe why not? Let's hold like Rebbe. Upartiglu gavoy. You do it inside. Vechulin memelik havin. You didn't bring chulin based on mikdash. It comes automatically by itself. Inside the Azara, when you brought it in, it was Kodesh. It became Chulin inside the Azara, and that's not the Issa. You aim a V in Chulin Azara. And he didn't do that. He didn't relearn. Kishahu Paidan. It says another Braisa, when you redeem them, you redeem Elabachutz on the outside. Now, if it's according to Rebbe, how can it be on the outside? Because according to Rebbe, it became Kodesh Haguf straight away. How can you take it outside? We just said two of the laws are definitely Kodesh Haguf, because once you shechted it, it became full Kedusha. How can you take it outside? Havadir Abulazar Rabshimi, must be Abulazar Shimi, and therefore you can redeem it outside because it's not become Kodesh yet till you do the Zrika. So according to Abulazar Shimi, everything makes sense because it's not really Kodesh you'll have to take it outside. According to Rebbe, it became Kodesh as soon as you shecht it. How can you take it outside? Once it's Kodesh, you cannot take it outside. And inside is Chayr Chulun, so you want to answer because it became Meimela. So he says, let us say that this is a question on Rabbi Yechon. This is a story. The Itma we learned, similar idea. A carbon tayda needs 40 chalos. If you took a carbon tayda, you made 80 chalos. Chizki says, kichu arboyim eter shmoyim. Chizki says that you can say 40 out of 80 will come holy, and the other 40 are not holy. Rabbi Yechon said, like kichu arboyim eter shmoyim. Said, nothing comes holy. Because since you set aside 80, we don't know which 40, so nothing becomes holy. And Balaam Eid, when Allah didn't be learned on Rav Zeta, we learned Rav Zeta said, Hakam, when everyone agrees, Hey Chadam, if he clearly said, Likachu arboyim etech shmoyim, I only want 40 out of these 80, they become Kodesh, and the other 40 are there, you know, in case they get lost or something, the Kodesh becomes Kodesh. It's Hochanami. So you want to know how is it possible over here, four loaves of bread, that they become Kodesh? You ask a question in the case here that two sheep and four loaves of bread. How, according to Rabbi Yochanan, how can Rabbi Yochanan hold that, you know, if 40 out of 80, they don't become holy, so how can two loaves out of four become holy? So he answers, Rabbi Yochanan is made, if you clearly said 40 out of the 80 should be holy, it works. It's talking about you set aside 80 loaves of bread. Then Rabbi Yochanan says nothing of Kodesh.
They're undefined.
That's right, exactly. Same thing here. If you set aside four loaves of bread on Shavuos, it doesn't work. But if you said two out of these four loaves should be the chalas, no problem. The Ami said the kacha aboy meter shmoyim the kacha hachanami over here also the Ami the kacha tarti meter arba the two out of the four work. Says the Gemara Tony Rab Chanina Tiros came with Rabbi Yechanan. Rab Chanina Tiros said before Rabbi Yechanan Shachar. Oh, we have plenty of Gemaras.
In
Kol, we know where they are. I'll wait for you right now. We're waiting.
Don't worry.
You sure?
Yeah.
Okay, tell Rabbi learned. Rabbi Chinin learned Tiros. Kavir Rabbi Yechonon shochet arba kvosim abeich. What about the other way around? You shechted four sheep. You're supposed to have two, and you shechted four on Shavuos with two chalas. What do you do now? What do you do? Is moshach shnayi mehen? You take two of them, v'zoydik damash l'lishman, and this is what you do. You spray the blood. Have the wrong intentions in mind. If you spray the blood correctly on the right ones, and the next two are you have to burn because you can't do anything with it. But if you did the first two ones loy lishman, the din is you can eat them. It's not yotzi carbon. So then you're able to bring the other two as a carbon shavuos.
But aren't you bringing chul
lazar? You're not doing chul lazar. You're doing shloy lishman. You're doing an aveda. You're not allowed to do loy lishman. I'm always going to ask that question.
Is that pigul?
It's loy lishman. It's an issa bringing carbon, not doing the right thing. That's a whole more discussion. If you're allowed to do a small aveda to avoid doing a bigger chasav. Yeah. This is very similar to the famous question of Chaim Briskis to ask his yeshiva. You have two esrogim. One esrog is 100% kosher, 100% not hodor. The other esrog is 100% hodor, but questionable if it's kosher. Yeah. Maybe it's a murkiv mixed with a lemon or something, who knows. So what should you do? Which one should you use for a bracha? So everyone obviously said, take the one that's 100% kosher. He said, totally wrong. And it comes from the Gemara right here. He says, take the one that's questionable whether it's kosher. Why? He said, if you take the one that's 100% kosher, once you took it in your hand, you would go to your mitzvah. And then afterwards, you pick up the hadr, what do? You're wasting your time. But if you take first the one that's hadr, maybe it's kosher as well. So maybe you did your mitzvah. And if it isn't, you can pick up the other 2 minutes later and do it as well. Same thing here. We're going to first do the bad one. First, we'll do the bad one. First, you take two kabbalas, mem chesed off the page. Moshe shnayim mehen, you take two kabbalas, v'zorek damash l'lishman, you sprinkle it l'lishman. If you don't say that, he's saddled to Zachrayim. If you don't say that, then the next two, there's nothing we can do with them. Because once it was suitable and was pushed away from the Shman, once you spray the first two Kabbalahs, you don't need anymore the second two Kabbalahs. So then it's Nitzchen, that's it. You can't do anything with it. What do I do? Do we say to a person, do we tell a person, go ahead and sin? Are we going to tell a person, go ahead and cause a sin, because you're doing a sin when you shach the carbon leilishmar, and do that in order to be mezake, in order that you can bring the other two? Do we do that? Because when you're doing leilishmar, it's a sinner. Why? Because you're not allowed to change carbonus around, but the Abishah told you in the Torah. And the reason why you're doing it is so that the all four can be eaten by the kohenim. Do
what
we do that?
The din if the other two become puzzle?
Then you burn them. But if you don't become puzzle, then the kohenim can eat all four. Two of them as shlamim and two of them as the real carbon. So we can do a small avoda for that. Says the Gemara, but now, didn't we learn? The limbs of a karma chatas, and his arbor that got mixed up. The limbs of a karma chatas got mixed up. The varim of an oil. Now, by the oiler, what do you do with them? You put them as bech. What do you do with the limbs of a chattas? You give it to the koyin. So what do you do now? Rabbi Lezer says, Yitnu lemaila, put them all on the mezbeach, v'royani, and I imagine basa chattas lemaila, I'll imagine that the meat of the chattas that went on the mezbeach, ki'ilu eitzim, as if it's part of the wood. V'chacham say, no. You know what? The whole lot, including the oiler, don't put on the mezbeach. To ubed tzurasan, let them stay overnight, and then v'yotzu lebeisa seifa, and then you burn them. Now the question is, why are we burning them? Why don't we just say, put the whole thing on the mizbech, which the oil is the right thing to do, and really by a chatas, and I'll do that, supposed to be eaten by a coin. So you did a small aveda, but this will avoid you of destroying the oil when the din of the oil should be to burn on the mizbech. So l'chayda amai, leim will let us say, amoid v'chatei, go ahead and sin and burn the meat of the chatas also on the mizbech. And b'shvil shetiske, in order to be mizake, that what? At least that the oil should be done, the right thing. Side by side, the chatas the kohenim won't eat. So why don't we just burn the whole thing on mizbeach instead of burning the whole thing off the mizbeach tomorrow and let it say, become puzzle? Says the Gemara. What is it? Says Gemara to tell someone to sin with a chatas. B'shvil shetiske b'chatas. I mean, if it's the same carbon, so do an aveda so we can save it. Fine. Buy the kvasim, burn the. We say, go ahead and do two kvasim leilishman in order to save the other two kvasim. So it's all the same carbon, so we're doing one, sacrificing one for the sake of the next. Here you want to save the oil. Meanwhile, we're going to ruin the chatas. What do you want? You want us to burn the chatas when it's the wrong place? It's an aveda. Why? So that we save the oil. Why? Why should one carbon be any better than the next carbon? We don't do that. Says Gemara, no. V'hotnanya, didn't we learn? Kiv Seyat said as the sheep of Yom Tov Shavuos. Shachten shalei lishman, yishachten shalei lishman. Oishe shachten bein lifnei zman before Shavuos, bein la'achas man and after Shavuos. Hadam yizrak, you sprinkle the blood and have a mind not Shavuos. V'habasa yechol, and you eat the flesh. V'im hoyse Shabbos, and if it was Shabbos, and you're doing it shalei lishman, so now the chayde, you cannot sprinkle. If you can do lishman, you cannot sprinkle. You're not be mechal Shabbos if you're not doing the right shvuas on Shabbos. You're allowed to be makir v'kabbalah because it's been moyadai. But like what kabbalah is that a mechuyev tzibba? But if it's shalei lishman, you can't do it on Shabbos. Once it's no longer carbon tzibba, not doing Shabbos. Imay Shabbos lo yizrik, then don't spray. However, v'im zorak, if it did spray. Hurtze, that what? It worked. Lahaktir, emunin le'erev. You're not allowed to be makir by day on Shabbos. They're left over fast, but afterwards you can. Now, Amai, why do we say don't do it on Shabbos? Here we're talking about the same carbon, right? We're talking about the carbon shvuas. Lema, let us say, Amoy chatei, go ahead, bring it on Shabbos. Be mechal Shabbos. B'shvil shetiske. Why don't we tell him, go ahead and sprinkle the blood on Shabbos in order that we should be able to be makir the mudin? What do you tell me? Don't spray, and therefore the mudin get all ruined. L'chayda, tell him, sprinkle on Shabbos. At least the fact you can burn him as bech, Matzoy Shabbos. And then he can eat, and he'll be able to eat the meat of that carbon. If you don't spray it, it'll all get ruined. And you said before, by the same carbon, we say do a small aveda to sacrifice something small. I'm not sure why bringing on Shabbos is considered a small aveda. Mm. It's like a much bigger aveda than the aveda. Chil Shabbos is a much bigger aveda than burning. Then not spraying the chatas at all on Shabbos, and then you have to burn the fats.
This is on Shabbos they bring two lambs. And,
only when it's a chiyuv, but here you're doing it the wrong way, so it no longer comes under that umbrella. So we're asking here.
Can't burn something on Shabbos unless the Torah tells you to.
Yeah.
So why the Gemara considers this? Yeah. So the Gemara. Anyway. Let's say, Shabbos. Why don't you tell him, go ahead and continue on Shabbos? So I want to answer simple. If the benefit would have been on Shabbos itself, we would have told you make a sacrifice on Shabbos. What's the benefit here? That Motzoi Shabbos, you can burn the left of fats and the Kohen can eat it. From one day to the next, we don't do. You told me before. Not only if it's the same carbon, we say, but not if it's two different kabbonis. But now we learned. A barrel of truma. You have a barrel of truma that's sitting in the upper shelf, an upper row, and it broke. Whatever it is, say lentils in there, something. And there's a big pit down there on the bottom, in front of this area. And there is chulin tumei, full of chulin, which is tamei. Now, if the truma above falls into the chulin tumei, then you cannot eat the chulin tumei anymore, and the truma comes tamei. Right? There's chulin tumei there. He's moider, Rabbi Reza, Rabbi Shua. So even though we'll see later, Machleir, Rabbi Shua, Rabbi Reza, we're very worried. We don't want to destroy chulin. But if in this case here, we can avoid having the truma becoming tamei. We can bring a vessel to catch, to trap all the pieces from the top, not letting it fall on the bottom. Even the minimum size of revis, then you have to do that. Even though some truma is going to fall on the chulin, and whatever truma falls on the chulin, the entire contents gets thrown out, even the chulin, because even though it's a chulin tamei, you're allowed to eat, but not when there's truma inside it. Nevertheless, try to save whatever you can. Because truma tamei, there's no way of fixing it up. So everyone is meida sheim yochel lahatzel mimenu revis betara. If he's capable of trapping or saving, at least one of you is yatzu should save him live. If not, Ablezer says, teideid. Ablezer says, if you cannot save it, Ablezer says, teideid. Let the truma fall, the titma, and even though rule the chulin, doesn't matter. The aliyit me'ena beyad. In other words, the only kelim you have available are tamei kelim. So the question is, am I allowed to take the tumah to kelim, ruin the truma? Because the thing is, the truma is going to fall. The truma is going to fall in the chulin tumei anyway. The truma anyway is going to become tumei. So can I? But nevertheless, here there's passive. Here I'm being active. You just said, can I actively put a keli tumei to save the even though I'm the truma I'm making tumei? Because the chulin tumei can be eaten. The chulin tumei can be eaten. Otherwise, it'll be a loss. Nobody can eat chulin tumei either, because once the truma falls in, it's gone. So the question is, side by side will become tumei. All the chiluk is that I'm making this tamei a minute earlier. What happens? So he says, no, let it come down, and you should not be the one to make it tamei. But Rabbi Shua says, afit men beyad. Rabbi Shua says, you're allowed to be tamei. Why allowed to be tamei? We're allowing you to make a sacrifice to avoid a loss. So surely you're allowed to make a sacrifice to save the karbonis and all that we said before. And even though two separate events, this is a term is a chulin. So you see that even two different things, we say sacrifice to save. So what did you say before that we don't do from one, you know, one to another? We should. They want to know. Shiny, awesome. There's different. Look, to be gauzly, side by side. What's going to happen to this truma if you don't put it together? Side, since it becomes time, it's only a question of a minute earlier, a minute later. Therefore, we say, even those two different things, perhaps you're allowed to go ahead and make tami it to save the chulun. But if it, it wouldn't, if you're the one who did the loyal shaman, you deliberately go ahead and do it. Who said? He came along. He said, "Tani to learn." Kifse atzeder shachton. Shalaki mitzvasa. If you brought kifse atzeder, you shecht it not correctly. For example, you did the loy lishman. Well, susi the wrong age. Suli in the apostle, you did the wrong one, right? You shecht the wrong way. What do you do? It's possible. Why? Because we're not allowed to burn kachim until they become possible properly. So let it stay overnight. And no, but if it became possible like tamei, then you burn it straight away. If it did not become tamei because pigul, but rather because you had in mind loylishma or something, we don't want to burn it because it's kachim. So you got to wait till it becomes nice, and then we burn it. The yotzel be safe, then go be safer. Rav Nachman says, Ma you Rav Yitzchak, the makish lechatas, by chatas it says you should make a goat echad lechatas, and then it says you should be two sheep a year old for shlamim. So we're comparing chatas to shlamim. You say the makish lechatas. You say that what, that we compare all kabbanas to a carbon chatas. Then to nipsulin. Then you should know. Then we should. then we learn any psalm. If you shecht it shalai, because remember the chatzah is an exception. If you did a shalai lishman in a Pesach and a chatzah, you did a lishman, it ruins it. So therefore, psulin v'chayde, it's possible. And Tony, you know, since you learned Rechatas, even though you did just Shalai Lishman, it has the same thing as Rechatas, which means if you did a carbon Shalai Lishman, then what Rakiv say at Tzedet, Shalai Lishman, even though it's only a Shlamim, but since we're comparing it to Rechatas, what? That if it's Shalai Lishman, it becomes Be'etz Apostle. But according to Tony Ve'levi, he learns Shalme Chayva, he learns that the muscle of this sheep you bring a Shavuos. He learns it from Shalme and Adava. There it's Kosher if you did Shalai Lishman. Why? Like any other carbon. If you did Shalai Lishman, it's Kosher. Then Tanik, Shadim, it is kosher. In other words, we have a machlekes. If you did the kivsei atzeres, the sheep of Shavuos, shalai lishman. So even though we looked at the Brayz before, it's possible. It's actually a machlekes. If you compare it to a shlamim, then it's not possible. You weren't yaitze your carbon for Shavuos, but it's not possible. You go ahead and eat it, like a shlamim. But if you learn from chatzas, then it's actually possible. And then we say, leave it overnight and let it and burn it. The Tani Levi, what's the story? Levi learned, Vishar, Shalme Nazir, all other Shlamim Vanazir, Kabanas Vanazir. Let's say you're supposed to bring a year old and you brought a 2 year old and so on and so forth. It is Vishar, Shalme Nazir, Shachdush, like if I didn't do correctly, he said, it's still kosher, Navas, but like, oh, Lebailim Shechaiva. You were Yetim, because you live from Shlamim. But you eat it only by day and night. It does not require any bread, does not require any Israel, not like a shlami. But it is not possible. It is not possible. That's what he holds. so he still has the dinim of a shalmi nozer, which is day and night, and you don't bring chalas. But it's kosher like a shlami. Not like Rabnach. excuse me. not like Rabbi Tzchok learned that it's possible. that we learn from chatzas, it's possible. Amazing.
A glass of vodka.
Vodka. So, because everything works. Maisvei, I'll ask you a question. It says, Osham ben Shonev, and Osham is a year old. Osham should be a year old. Behavi, what happened to be brought? Ben Shteim. Osham should be by a Nazir who became Tamei, has to bring a carbon Osham. Or a Metzeder. He brings an Osham. How old should the Osham be? A year old. What happens if he brought a 2 year old? Or Ben Stein, but carbon has to be 2 year old. If somebody steals from Beis HaMikdash Me'ilah, you have to bring a carbon Osham. There has to be 2 years old. But the Hevi Ben Shana, you wrote the wrong one. What happens? So it is possible. But according to you, it should be like a shlamim that, you, okay, at least it's a shlamim.
You should maybe not. You brought something.
Yeah, so it's not oily for the obligation, but you can still eat it and it's still a carbon. Yet it says here, Vitu Ubet Tsuras, and let it stay overnight. And the Yetzel Beis HaMikdash, you should burn it. How come? Avl oilas nazir, the oil of a nazir, or a yeledes, a woman, oilas metzeda, all of these, it says, a sheep, shahayu b'nei shtei shanim, and they were 2 years old, v'shachli shetrik shedin, if it's the 2 years old, those are kosher, kololu shadavar. Kol ha-kosher b'oilas nadavar, anything which is kosher by an oilas nadavar is kosher b'oilas chayvah. Oilas chayv is compared to an oilas nedava, but the chol ha-possel b'chatas. But anything which is possel by a chatas, possel by oshem, is possel by a oshem. Chutz mishulay lishmoy, except the loy lishmoy. We learned in the first mission of Zvachim that we hold not like Rabbi Lazar, that shulay lishmoy by an oshem is different than a chatas. So the Gemara says, so we see from that what that you're telling me that it's kosher. That's not possible. That we're learning from Shlamim. Hi, ton ve Levi. This follows Levi. Tosh by coming here. where are we? Okay. So the question is, Rabbi Yitzchak said before. Tony Levi. Levi learned. Asham Nazir v'Asham Mitzayi Shachta Lishman and Asham of a Nazir Asham Mitzayi Shachta Shalay Lishman and Shadim their Kasher a Chata is possible their Kasher. But the all the Bible should have Navas. You're not Yaitze v'Chas. So we see from what that we learn it from an Adava that is still a carbon. Just you're not Yaitze. Shachta Mechusas Man. If you Shachta b'Bailim, let's say before the 7 days of the Tumah, you know, he's telling me you have to wait 7 days, and you Shachta before the 7 days expired. And maybe Asher is only by Nazir Tamei. Oishai b'nei shtei shanim v'shachta, but 2 years old, and the shachta psulim pasul. Now the question is, why should it be possible? According to Levi, be learned from Shlomim. Let us say at least it's you can still eat from it. Why is it possible? So we answer Shlomim Mishlomim Gama. Yes, all other Kabbana Shlomim, like a carbon shvus, which is a Shlomim, we learn from other Shlomim as well. Yidil Shmana is still a carbon kasher. But Asher Mishlomim the Gama. Here you want to learn a carbon Asher Mishlomim. That we don't learn. The Gama Shlomim Mishlomim. If you tell me learn Shlomim Mishlomim, the Gama Nami Asher Ma Asher. So why don't we learn one Asham from another Asham? Asham Nazir, Asham Tzeda. Why do we learn the Asham Nazir and Asham Mitzeda? That Asham Gzeder Hashem Ilus. How old the animal has to be? By Asham Gzeder has to be 2 years old. So why don't we learn that Asham Nazir should be 2 years old? Asham Gzeder, Asham Ilum, Asham Nazir, Asham Tzeda. Or let's learn Asham Gzeder from Asham Nazir should be 1 year old. Why are they different? You're saying all Kabbalas are similar. You're saying all Shlomim are the same. So why not all Asham the same? Amar Avatim Rashi Donin. Donin dover shaloi behechshedoi mid dover shaloi behechshedoi. That if you did something wrong with, let's say, shlamim shaloi lishman, you can still eat it. So we learn also the kavasim of atzedus. You did shaloi lishman, you can still eat it. You did something wrong here, you learn for something wrong over there. Although there ain't donin dover shaloi behechshedoi mid dover shebechshedoi. But for example, if an Asham Gzeles is 2 years old, that's the normal way. And you want to learn an Asham Naz and say, but the if you brought a 2 year old should be kosher, that's not the normal way. You cannot learn if you did something wrong from something you did right. You can't learn. No, but Tanya, we learned Menayin Liyotze, Haino by a carbon if you took it outside before the Zrika. Even after the Zrika. Shimala, yeah, you put it back, you can leave it there. And we answer, Shadi Yotze kosher b'bama. By a bama, there's no laws of the Mechitzas. But that's the din. It's not, so you just tell me you can only learn something wrong from something wrong. Bamba is, the yaitz is not something wrong. The din l'chatchila is, you can eat it anywhere in Eretz Yisrael. So how can you learn yaitz by the base of Migdash from Bamba, according to you? So we answer, you're right. Tana, we don't really learn from that. We learn from a pasuk, azois, toilas, oila, they're all oilas are the same. You put it on his back, it stays there. Riba, samachai, that's what we learn from. However, once we have that, we then have a smachta, we throw in this thing here as well. We'll stop paying attention tomorrow, Mitzvah.